coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are joining us and starting your morning with us here. And, gosh, it's been 1 week, and I'm telling you, it's and today, in fact, I'm going to be going to another connecting networking thing, and it's another chamber in Simi Valley. And I'm really excited. So there's just so many great things happening out there. So I want to welcome you to our show, Kim Pagano's show. I've got Prudence here, Mindset Reset.
Hello.
We had a fun time the other night, didn't we?
You know, it really was such a nice turnout. If you weren't there, you have to come to the next one. We really had a good time.
We did. And in our studio today, we have Hannah and David Hornstein. And welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
You have a new addition to your family, right?
We,
yes,
do.
We do.
You're going to have to move all the way up on this mic there. There you go. All right. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what you guys do, and that is investing, and really just investing in your life and in your future. And in, you know, there's just not a better time than right now to start thinking about, you know, we always say that we think about our past, we think about our future, but really we need to think today. Today is the day to really start your life. And I know that you guys, you know, all my listeners hear your commercials every day. And so you've been busy. They had a baby. And congratulations. What's his name?
Eli.
Eli. Very cute. Mm. All right. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we've got an interesting show for you today. Of course, you know, I love to cook. So at the later part of our show, we're going to talk about Bean by Bean, a cookbook. And so I'm really watching my calories lately. So this looks like it's going to be one of those healthy books. Also, we're going to talk with Chris about Whitney Houston and kind of the ins and outs of her life. And that was really one of my, you know, I really love her music. It's one of those, you know, one of the music that touches your soul. It really does.
I really grew up with her music as a kid and into high school and college, and I don't think I realized how much of it surrounded my life until now.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I felt too, because there's people that pass away in your life and you don't really. And I don't know if it's just as we're getting older, and I'm sure other people have felt this with different people, but, you know, Farrah Fawcett, there's another one, you know, that you grew up with her and you kind of felt her, even though you don't know her. I never knew what that felt like when you would see all the people on the side of the, you know, bringing flowers, and I'm like, it's not your family, but they feel like they're connected. So anyways, well, I am so excited that you are starting your day with us here. So David and Hannah, what are we going to talk about today? Talk to us. Why are you guys so busy right now?
Well, you know, first of all, we had just opened up our Westlake Village office. We moved in September. We had our grand opening in November, which
you had an amazing turnout.
We did. And we have, you know, probably more than doubled in size since we opened up. And we've had so many great people join our team, join our office, and we have just been slam busy. It's just really, really great times in our industry, and we're still looking for more great people too. So,
and so, what is it that you do? Why? What would people come to you?
Well, basically what we do is we work with families and business owners, and we help them create a plan for their life, for their future, you know, with their money. So, you know, we talk about their goals.
That's pretty personal, people's money.
Yes.
You know, I mean, people don't think that that's a personal thing, but it is, because it's kind of your transportation to everything we need in our life. I mean, look at gas today. Hello,
oh my goodness,
God.
Right.
You know, what is going on out there? It's so high. So you have to have some kind of reserve, and a lot of people live day to day.
Well, and if you're not making a plan's not going to happen on its own. So it's best to go to people who know how to help you make that plan. You guys do this day in, day out. So if you're not sure of what you need to do, there are experts, people well experienced in this, that have the ability to show you how to make that plan. Even if you're thinking, I don't have the money to do it, starting at the most basic level and building as you grow.
Right. It has a lot to do with mindset, you know. So you're right. Even if they don't have the money today, they need to know exactly what they're going to need when they start. And it's better to do that even before you start putting money away, before you start your plan, is knowing what you're going to do when you start.
Wow. And so can people get involved in your business? Is that what you're saying? They actually can start getting their friends involved in it?
Well, basically, right now, there are so many people that are just dissatisfied with their current career, and, you know, they're locked into a certain salary or an hourly rate, and they're not able to, you know, reach their goals and their dreams. They can't put money away because they're not making enough. They're barely scraping by. So our industry right now is growing leaps and bounds. So we are adding people to the team on a daily basis right now, and we're teaching people how either part-time, full-time, or even spare time, they can get a first-class education and start to help families on the side reach their goals. And by doing that, they can start reaching some of their own goals.
Okay.
Yeah, interestingly enough, you know, there was an article last year in USA Today, and it talked about how 84% of the country is looking for a plan B, or they think they're going to lose their job, or they think that they may get laid off, like a lot of Americans.
You know what's, yeah, what's different now is people are so thankful if they have a job.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's just it. Where before, that was a given. You know, you knew you had a job, but now they're thankful that they have a job. And so it's a perfect time to start something else that you can be guaranteed that you are your own boss, that you're not going to be having somebody else be in govern of your job.
I have a personal philosophy of I want to work smarter, not harder. And to me, knowing how my money, I can use it to help it grow and do certain things at the best of its ability, I want to be able to do that. I don't want to have to keep exchanging my time for dollars. And so it's vital. It's important to be able to think, how can I have my money grow in the most effective, efficient way possible, and not have to use all my blood, sweat, and tears to make that happen.
All right. Well, I'm really excited to hear more about all the different ways that people can get involved in your industry, and you know, how much time it's going to take out of their life, because I think that they can still be doing something else at the same time, which is so smart. I mean, that's what it's all about, is using your time wisely and be able to be invested in two different areas. So with that, we are going to take a really quick break, and then we have our first guest on. We have Chris, I think it's Yandek. And we're going to be talking a little bit about Whitney Houston. Also, I do have some tickets to give away for this weekend. And we've got Ballet Magnificent.
It's America's premier professional Christian ballet company.
Right. And anyways, well, I'm going to go ahead and give out two passes, which is four passes for anybody that would like to attend this. And I've heard it's amazing. So our phone number here is 805-639-0008 if you would like to go to that. All right. So we'll be right back, and stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, honey. Johnny, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And all right, thank you for all those phone calls. In fact, what we'll do is we'll give another set of tickets away again. So go ahead. You're going to say it.
Oh, and you give it to me without the cheat sheet.
I know.
So it is the Ballet Magnificat.
Yes, and that is this Sunday in Camarillo.
And they actually are an award-winning ballet company.
Yes, so it's this Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m., and it is at the Camarillo Community Church. And it is only one night only, so you definitely want to, if you do not win those tickets, you might want to go and call up and definitely... you know, get tickets over there. All right. Well, with that, we have our first guest on today. Of course, I want to remind you that we have David and Hannah Hornstein, and they are looking for other partners to join them in their industry. And there's a lot of different ways that you can get involved with it. So we're going to continue talking. So I want to make sure that if anybody out there is interested, just give us a call here at 805-639-0008 and we will put you in touch with them. Also, if you hear this taping when it is from 1 to 2, you can always call at 805-419-0008 then. I want to make sure that you get that number out there, too. Also, there's so many ways to connect with us here at my website, KimPaganoShow.com, Facebook, like us. You always know what's going on and all of our different things that we're doing out there. So that's Kim Pagano Show. Twitter, Kim Pagano Show, and you can also listen on your smartphones at TuneIn Radio. That is a smart app that is free. So there's just so many ways to connect out there. All right. Well, Chris, are you there?
Hi. Good morning, Kim. How are you
and
group?
Very good. Thank you. We've got a great group here, and I think that we've all said that basically Whitney Houston was one of us that touched all of us in here. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. You know, what I will say first off is, you know, through an 11-year interview career of over 1,000 different personalities, and for your listeners who don't know, I'm the editor-in-chief of CYinterview.com, the letters to CY, the word interview.com. We interview celebrities, newsmakers, presidential candidates, everyone you can think of, and we literally have a story about everybody.
And I love those stories. That's what we talk about here on my show.
And in 2010, I had a chance to interview Whitney's daughter's godmother, Cece Wynez, who was a gospel singer, and she was at Whitney's funeral, of course, this past Saturday. And, you know, she said to me back then, and obviously at that time, Whitney had just gone off Oprah, said that she had gone over all of her personal struggles, and she was ready to make a comeback. And so I posed the question to one of her close friends. I'm like, so what do you think of Whitney's comeback? And she's like, you know, well, we're all praying for her, and I'm praying for her, and there's a lot of people around the world that are praying for her, you know, and we all want her to do well. And, you know, now we kind of move ahead here 2.5 years later after that conversation, and, you know, sadly but surely, you know, an example of somebody who had great talent, somebody who might have been the greatest voice of the last 30 years, and she's gone because, you know, by all accounts, she couldn't deal with certain personal struggles in her life. And it just goes to show you, you know, that you've got to take care of yourself. You've got to keep your emotional well-being strong. And, you know, in the last week, it has been unbelievable how many people have come to CYinterview.com to listen to Cece Wynez's thoughts, a friend of Whitney Houston, the godmother of her daughter, Bobby Christina.
So, Chris,
it's just been totally phenomenal to see the outpouring that people would like to know about Whitney Houston.
So what can you tell us about her? What did Whitney Houston's good friend Cece sum up her life about?
Well, she said, you know, we spoke about back in 2010 when we did the interviews about something else. For many people who don't know, Cece Wynez sung the music video Count on Me, the song from the movie Waiting to Exhale that Whitney Houston was in. And they have this unbelievable duet together of two amazing voices. And she went back and she reflected upon how that moment was so important to her. And then, you know, at the end of it, you know, I'm like, so how do you sum up your friend? And she's like, you know, you hear the voice. And the voice, yes, it's like no other. It's incredible. But the person is more incredible than the voice. And I think for those who really knew Whitney Houston, they saw a side of her that most of us will never, ever get to see. Most of us never will ever know. And I think more than anything else, you know, like everybody else, she had an amazing voice. But she was a human being who dealt with things just like all of us do in our daily lives. And I think sometimes, you know, when we look at celebrities and we look at things in general in life, we forget that they're human beings too.
Now, where did your interest in well, I guess not only interviewing celebrities, but your interest in Whitney come from? Where what's that connection for you?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you for a fact, you know, when I was growing up, my mother used to play Whitney Houston songs. So I've been with Whitney Houston my entire life. And, you know, over the years, I've had the opportunity to interview many famous singers, you know, from Mary Wilson of the Supremes to many great stars and voices of today like Josh Stone. And what you realize about these people is there's just something about these women who can sing unbelievably. And if you get a chance to know some of them like I have over the years, you know, you find out just what amazing people they are, and they have such an interesting view on life, many of them do, these unbelievable singers. So, you know, to me, Whitney Houston was the greatest voice of the last 30 years. I hope that your listeners today will go to cyinterview.com, the letters cy, the word interview.com, and look at Cece Wynez's thoughts and a bunch of other thoughts from some other great celebrities. And, you know, I wrote up a very quick piece on her life. But, you know, regardless of this Houston's personal struggles, she was an unbelievable individual. We all deal with things in our life. Some of us get over them. Some of us don't. But, you know, her music has been left to her fans to listen to forever. And I think that she did more in her life than most people ever accomplish, and it's a shame she's still not here.
Yeah, Chris, you know, I think what this brings to the table is that we're all human. No matter how much fame, how hard our struggles are, how long our journey is, we're all human, and we can only take as much as we can take, you know?
It's interesting.
We got to take care of ourselves.
We have to, yes.
It's interesting, too. Yes, we are human, and these people with these amazing talents that are in the spotlight are human, and they're in this unique position of their gift and talent being in the forefront of millions and billions of people's lives, and there's A, no privacy, but B, they have to have a certain level of self-awareness and self-confidence and esteem. And if that doesn't happen, we hear story after story of how people can fall apart. And so they're called to have to step into a deeper sense of self than what a lot of people are, because they're putting themselves out there day in, day out.
Well, they're living in basically a fishbowl. You know, that's what it is. Their feelings.
It's a bubble.
Yeah.
It's definitely, without a doubt, a bubble. I have a few friends who are music stars and, you know, who are good friends, people who I know personally, you know, who I've met through my life. And there's always self-analysis going on. There is always self-analysis of who am I, the human being, and who am I, the music brand. You know, and many, and some of them have trouble separating that.
Right. And I think, you know, I just had a mixer the other night, and we were talking about that there's so many people that you go to work in one, you know, your suit or your dress, and you're one person at work, or you're one person out there when she's singing and acting and all that, and then you go home and you're who you really are, and there's a fight between that, and you really somehow have to have a balance in between those
separation.
And it's difficult, and like, you know, like you were saying, Prudence, it's very hard, and some people just find talent when they're younger. And they were never taught any of that. So I really, really think for anybody out there that has that, there's a bridge. Somehow you have to figure out what is comfortable within your own skin.
It is interesting, even on a small scale. You know, you've been doing the radio for a couple of years now. I've been along with you for, gosh, actually it's almost been a year. And even when we go to events and people start quoting me back things I've said, it's sort of strange knowing that there are people out there listening and you don't know. So I can only imagine, take that and magnify it, you know, bazillionfold.
Oh, yeah.
And people feel that they really, it's interesting, people really feel, especially when we lose someone and their music or their work has touched our lives, they feel like it's a personal loss.
That's one of the things that we said in here, that, you know, that she did make a difference in our lives, and I hope that, you know, everybody leaves a footprint. So did you have a question?
Absolutely, Kim. You know, I think that the thing that I could say most to you is that what's interesting about this job, because I've interviewed over 1,000 celebrities, newsmakers, politicians in 11 years, you know, on cwinerview.com, where I hope, again, your listeners will go today. You know, C.C. Wynez's comments about Whitney Houston in 2010 were covered on Essence Magazine Online and a bunch of other media outlets, and it's unbelievable sometimes how something old becomes something new but means something to lots of people. And I've had thousands of people come to cyinterview.com over the last week to look at C.C. Wynez's comments on Whitney Houston, and I think she totally summed up her life. The voice is like no one else, but the person is more incredible.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
I hope I can come back in the future. I've always got a million stories, and it was very nice meeting you, and I was glad that I could make your radio outlet the outlet where I could remember and talk about my Whitney Houston story with you guys.
You guys
had a wonderful day, and I wish you all the best.
You got it. You too. Thank you so much, Chris. All right. We are going to take a really quick break from my sponsors, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show
receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no-pressure, no-obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We have a full studio here. We got Prudence, Mindset Reset, and we got Hannah and David Hornstein. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And if you have a finance question, you guys are here. We can answer that, right? Because you're really talking about investing in yourself, not only with just your money, but actually you're looking for people that would want to invest in your business, in your industry, correct?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you mentioned that. When you asked us originally to be on the show, what we liked the best about your show is that you're really looking for well-being in all facets of people's lives.
Yes, exactly. Adding value every day in every way. And that's really, so if there's somebody out there that's maybe in between a job, or maybe they have a job, but it's not making them, it's not their passion. And maybe they have an interest in finances and stuff like that, and it can really invest in their future.
You know what, Kim, I'm going to take it a step further because, sometimes you say the word finances and everyone gets spooked or scared or they have different conversations about it. And in all honesty, we are not the type of group that just focuses just on the finances, meaning we're actually less transaction-based, less product-based. We're actually more people-based. And so our culture of who we bring on board, you'll notice, is kind of very like-minded to you guys in terms of good people and character and so forth. So we're looking more for that.
Well, how are you different than everyone else then?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, one of the main things, first of all, is that rather than focus on the top 1% of the country where you have to, say, have $250,000 or $500,000 to kind of help them because that's all they're focused on is the bottom line, we don't have to do that in terms of, right, we're not that Wall Street company that's focused on that. We focus primarily on the 99% who need us, that we're actually left behind.
Well, can you give us a story or give us an example of someone who's come on and had success with you all in your office?
Yeah, and I just got somebody that texted me. Do you train?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have such a complete cohesive training program that it is really one of the reasons why we have less turnover than a lot of other people in the typical traditional industry. So I'll give you an example. We have trainings throughout the week. We have super trainings, if you will. We have impact trainings, 50, 60, and so forth from different groups in the industry. We offer it hands-on, and Hannah and I both do it. We have other people that come in as well and speakers. And I think what's really, to give you an example, we have You know, the typical industry requires, you know, the bachelor's degrees and the master's degrees or people with the finance background. We're different in that we cross-train, and because we do, we give people a chance from other industries to actually not only continue to do what it is that they're doing, but if they want to take a look at, again, the plan B, if they want to take a look at how do I get into a better position in my life because I just don't like my J-O-B, if you will, right?
Right.
And so how can I do that, get trained, have someone give me the support with the experience, and more importantly, do the right thing, have a good culture, and be around people that I actually want to be around and build something for the future.
This is, you know, it's interesting because I went to a meeting last night that's actually from your office, and you know, there's so many people. It seems like a different way, and it's different than what I've experienced in the past. And so, do you have to have finance in your background?
Yeah. No. Again, and like Prudence said, you know, let me give you an example. The answer to that is no, you don't. We handle all of the training. There's classroom training. There's field training. There's license training. Very hard to get these days. And when you get that thoroughly, we find that most people come in for all different reasons. Not everyone has to work like Hannah and I, and not everyone has to have similar goals.
So tell us a little bit about you and Hannah. How did you get started, and what do you do?
Okay, why don't we let Hannah...
Sure. Well, with me, I learned very early on that the job world wasn't going to be for me. While I was in high school, I just had little odd jobs here and there at the mall or working for, you know, CPAs or attorneys. And I really wanted to create something for myself. I really wanted to be independent. And, you know, I wanted sky to be the limit on what I would make. And I also knew I wanted to have a family one day, and I wanted something that would allow me to be able to stay home when I wanted to and work when I wanted to. So I thought the answer was real estate, as I know a lot of people have done. And I got a real estate license at 18 years old, started working in real estate. And within a few years, I realized that that wasn't what was going to, you know, really make a difference in my life and other people's lives as well. So I was introduced to the firm at 22. With no financial background. In fact, I remember, you know, I didn't even know what, you know, different investments were. I had no idea. I wasn't saving any money myself. You know, I started learning about the industry and how powerful it is. And one of the best things that I did for myself was started investing in myself. Started, you know, going to a lot of personal development seminars and just becoming a better person. And I started saving for my future at that time at 22 years old.
And that's amazing. I mean, that's kind of the road I went on. And I think that once you start going to all those personal development classes and stuff, you start to look at your life, yourself, and everybody around you differently.
What I like is that you said you started taking care of yourself first. And I think often people think of health or certain habits as taking care of themselves, giving themselves relaxation, vacation, but taking care of your financial health is a part of also taking care of yourself.
Yeah, you know, in fact, it's funny. I had somebody that called me this morning about our network because it was on finding happiness, and we had an author come out, and they said, you know, I really think that once a year we should invest in ourselves in some kind of, you know, some kind of a net, like a program that helps you kind of think about where your life's going.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting, you know, and that's Hannah. Hannah actually got me into this in 06. Hannah's been doing it for about 13 years. And I had a commercial real estate background originally. And when I came in, you know, in commercial real estate and investments, if you will, it was very non-personal, right? It was just very black and white and numbers. I joined forces with Hannah in 06. And the biggest thing that attracted me, besides, of course, Hannah, right, was the fact that personal growth was the biggest part of this. And besides the personal growth, they were actually caring about people and actually making a difference as opposed to just talking about a difference or earning a dollar. And it was that that touched me and got me to want to join, of course, full time and actually create something bigger. And here we are 6+ years later.
That's amazing. And how many people are under you?
Well, I think
we have close to 100. Close to 100 right now.
Oh, 100 people.
Yeah, and I'd say about 15 or 20 of them are full-time. And again, the other ones are part-time, trying to figure out how to ultimately either leave their situation or create this as a full-time situation.
We actually have a caller. Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you a first-time listener?
No, I'm not, actually.
Okay, great. Okay, and you have a question for David and Hannah?
Yes, I do. Currently, I'm a student at CLU. I just got out of the Marine Corps, and I have no financial experience working, obviously. Where would I start to begin a job in finance?
That's a great question. Well, you might not have a financial background, but you have a military background, which is incredible, where you basically have a lot of structure in your life that really works in our industry. What you would want to do is you'd want to set up a meeting, you know, hopefully with us, and, you know, get into our training program and start learning about how money works. And and slowly but surely, you will get that financial background and start a wonderful career.
Okay. What type of degree would you guys be looking for? Like, what would actually help?
You know what? You actually don't need a degree in our industry. Isn't that funny?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're looking for, first of all, people with good character, right? Because we're changing people's lives not on a transaction basis, but rather on a life basis.
So,
right.
David, what would they be doing? Ryan, are you still there? Hello? Oh, yeah. What would he be doing if he started with your company?
Well, again, when he starts, we have an extensive training program. So we're going to start off with classroom training, which we have throughout the week.
Clear. So is that free? I mean, is that
Yeah, I mean, we invest in people who we believe in, and that's why, you know, we go through an interview process, of course, first to make sure it's the right fit. And then once we go through what I call the 8 filters to make sure that there's a right fit between you and our group, right, as we have to be selective, then we start the process. And the process of training, we have classroom training, field training, right, which is kind of like a police ride-along.
Oh.
You know how you're not going to go out there and find all the bad guys, but you're going to watch someone else who's a senior mentor do it.
Very good.
Right.
And then and it's interesting that you're a Marine because in 06 when I came on board, I was actually trained by one of the top Marines in the company, top Marines in the country who held the flag for he carried the colors for Bush, I'm sorry. And so I was trained by a very structured Marine. And so, yes, even a Marine, right, if you will, without that financial background, can do incredibly well. The person who trained me is one of the top people in the company.
Huh.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, we can get your name and number and, you know, or if you even – are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, David and Hannah are going to post something on there so you can get in touch with them.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank
All right, you.
You
have a great day.
You too.
Okay, well, you know, and that's really how it works, is because this would be good for somebody in college that is just starting off. I mean, that's a perfect place when you're younger. It's all about time.
And to have the insight that this is a possibility and to start and know, it's actually even kind of a lot of what you did too, Hannah, is to be that young and to know that there's something like this that you can do just really speaks to the capacity and foresight that someone has.
And I want to share something also with your viewers or listeners, if you will, and that is our office, we don't have, you know, we have younger people, of course, but you know what we're finding is that any age group really is interested at this point, and a lot, because of what's happening in the economy, a lot more of the 50s and the 60s and the 40s are saying, I think I need to be a little more open-minded, and I need a vehicle out there that feels right to me where I'm doing something, and I can see myself making a difference and create, ultimately, something for
David,
myself.
David, you know why, right? Because the new 50 is 30.
I agree.
Okay. And you're right. I mean, we're living longer, and we have more time to get involved. We actually have Jennifer on the line. And Jennifer, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question for Hannah and David. It's kind of a two-part question. I'm one of those people kind of barely scraping by, paycheck to paycheck. And I'd love to start saving something. So my first part of my question is, where do you start to work with people like me where I barely have anything to invest, barely a nickel? And my second part is, how much would it cost me to sit down with you and go through that?
Great questions. Well, first of all, we don't charge anything to sit down. We would sit down with you and, you know, talk about some of your goals, talk about, you know, what you're doing right now and what you are spending money on. We'll go through a complete budget and find out, you know, what are you paying for cable TV? What are you paying for car insurance? What are you spending on food? You know, do you go to Starbucks? And as we look through your budget, you know, I actually have not sat down with someone yet till this point where we weren't able to cut at least one expense. Even if you can cut $25 a month out of your budget and start saving that, you know, that you get into the habit of saving. And it's a lot easier to go from 25 to 50, from 50 to 75, 75 to 100.
It's kind of like it starts to be a game. You know, it's mm-hmm. funny because I've been writing down what I eat. That's scary, okay? It's kind of the same thing. You write down what you're spending, and once you start to see it on paper, you can start to carve your life, and all of a sudden it's more money in your pocket.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing that also differentiates us. Most of these other companies out there that are going to do comprehensive plans, they'll charge you $1,500. They'll charge you $2,000, and they represent a product. So we're not charging you to sit down. We're actually helping you get to where you need to go and like Kim just said, right, target it and map it out. And but, you know, at the same token, we're not charging you to do that. And we don't represent a product. We represent the industry.
Right. And you not only represent one product, you actually, I mean, there's different things. You look to see which one's the best for each person, correct?
Yes, everyone is different. Everyone is customized. And that's the best part, is that we can sit down with someone who is, you know, 18 to 25. We can sit down with someone who's 80 to 85, and we'll have something we can offer.
I like that. I like that. All right. Well, did we answer your question?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. All right. Well, we actually have our next guest on. And, you know, before we get on, I want to can you give out your phone number, your address and all that of where your office is so people can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can reach me, Hannah, at 818-402-9396. And our office is located at 31111 Agoura Road, Suite 235. Westlake Village, California, 91361.
All right. And, you know, and I urge everybody, if you even have a question or, you know, maybe you're in between jobs right now and you think, God, you know, maybe I'll just take some classes and go and talk to them and see if this is an interest, it'd be in your best interest to do that. So, all right. Okay, so we have our next guest, Crescent. Crescent, are you there? And your book is Bean by Bean, a cookbook. One of my favorite things to do in my pastime.
I love beans, too.
I'm so glad. And right in line with what you were just talking about, because you want to save money, be nourished, start cooking beans. They're a food that is good for you, good for the planet, and it just also happens that they are so affordable and so succulent when cooked right.
You know, that's one of my favorite things to do. I like to cook and dabble in cooking and that sort of thing, but every year, at least once or twice a year, I make homemade chili, and I like to
use. Can you tell me what day that
three,
is?
It's very good. I use three or four different types of beans, and I do them from scratch. I soak them and I do the whole thing because the flavor of a fresh cooked beans, you cannot beat that flavor.
You just can't.
And now, how did you get into this, and what was your passion for writing this book?
Well, I have been a writer and a cook for a long, long time, and I tend to fall in love with a particular ingredient or subject. And actually, my interest in beans began, I wrote a precursor to this book called The Bean Book back in the 1972. If you can believe it, I was 16 years old. And I was supporting myself as a freelance writer, and I was used to making do on not very much money, and got very intrigued with this ingredient that was so agreeable to, you know, the chili flavors that Kim was just talking about, but also Indian flavors, and, you know, so affordable. And then that was just the dawning of the environmental movement, but it it also became clear to me pretty quickly that if you need protein, you can either shrink it down, take, you know, 16 pounds of a combination of grain and legumes, which is to say beans, peas, lentils in that family. You can, that's about what it takes in resources to end up with 1 pound of beef.
Wow. And now you have some great recipes in here. So can you, I know we're almost at the end of our show, and I want to get in a couple of your really great recipes. What would you recommend?
Well, you know, I do have a whole chapter on chilies, so I am definitely down on the chili cause.
Okay.
Beans really lend themselves to all kinds of soups, from minestrone in Italy, you know, with a nice cannellini bean base or kidney bean base. And then, but, you know, let's remember peanuts are a bean. So there's some really interesting recipes.
So peanuts are, I was reading this here, Julie's peanut butter cookie, our chocolate chip oatmeal cookie.
Oh, so they're wonderful, and so are the peanut butter brownies. The recipe.
Really?
Excellent.
Okay.
But also peanut butter is very good in savory dishes.
There you go.
A lot of the African dishes, Senegalese, but throughout Africa, a lot of the sauces have peanut butter stirred into them, which sounds weird to Western taste, but you start it and really.
You know what I love is just the classic hummus and hummus and tahini paste.
Yep.
I love that.
I've got several hummus recipes from scratch there. A very quick thing to do, and although I do it with hummus made from scratch, you could take it and make a commercial hummus a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Spread a layer of that on the bottom of a plate, and then I call this 7-layer Middle Eastern mountain. You would then put a layer of, like, finely diced scallions, tomatoes, radishes, cucumbers, so you have crunchy, fresh bits. Then herbs can be, if you're not a big herb person, parsley is always okay. Nice color. But if you do like those herbal flavors, mint, dill, cilantro, either individually or mixed together, finely chopped, sprinkle that over. Sprinkle some feta cheese. Ice the whole shebang with some Greek yogurt. And then sprinkle some chopped black Kalamata olives over the top. Mm. Serve it with toasted pita.
Okay, when are you coming here?
It's yummy.
Yeah,
sounds like it.
Are you a vegetarian?
I am.
You are.
My book is very, you know, I make the table very, very big. So every recipe lists, whether it's vegetarian or if it has meat in it or if it's gluten-free or if it's vegan.
Oh, nice.
Because there are people that just, for them, the way they grew up, a pot of beans without a ham hock in it is just hard to feature.
Yeah. You know what, though? If you can color your plate with all these different vegetables, I mean, that's the most healthiest thing for you.
Healthy and beautiful.
The bean is really amazing. I'm curious, what's the most exotic bean that you've experienced or that's in your book that people maybe don't really know about, but that's a great bean?
Well, I just last night made, there's a soup in there called locro, L-O-C-R-O, and it's usually made with white beans, but I made it with some Jackson's Wonder beans, and they're like a giant sort of reddish, a little bit lima bean shaped. But truly, there's an infinity of bean varieties there. And, you know, beans, like people, they have their individual idiosyncrasies, colors, flavors, length of cooking times, but they are more alike than they are different.
Mm.
And so if you have a beloved black bean soup and you only have lentils in the cupboard, make it with lentils. It won't taste like black bean soup, but it will be really good. So
I love lentils, I have to tell you. That's like something I remember from my mom and my grandma with, you know, in a vegetable soup with lentils in it.
The great thing about lentils, for such a small bean, they're so hearty.
Yeah.
Such a hearty bean.
And it's really healthy for you, isn't it?
It is. The carbohydrates in beans, all carbs are not created equal. And the carbs in beans are low glycemic, and they give you that full satisfied feeling, satiety.
Mm.
They don't have those spikes in blood sugar that a lot of carbs do.
All right.
They're very slowly digested, and they stay with you a long time.
And Crescent, what is a James Beard Award?
Well, James Beard was a very famous American cookbook author,
mm-hmm.
and there's it's sort of the the Oscars of the culinary world.
Oh, so that's a big deal for you.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
It happened, yes.
Yeah, and so that's an award that your book got.
A really big deal is getting to write about something you love.
Yep, it's all passionate.
A book, and then having people, you know, send you ecstatic emails or Facebook or Twitter things and just made your chili mole. OMG!
I love it. That's great. Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at your local bookseller. If you Google my name, you can eventually get to one of my websites, dragonwagon.com.
Okay.
I have one on food called deepfeast.com that has a whole list with, you know, lots and lots of click-on recipes to try.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And
pleasure.
Crescent Dragon Wagon. And your book is Bean by Bean. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Okay. And I'm going to try some of those recipes. Okay. So, David and Hannah, wow. You know, I'm so glad that we finally got you back on our show. Your life has been busy. And, of course, you know, how do you do all you do? I mean, I know I have four kids and a couple businesses, right? But you have 100 people that are in your, you know, industry that work with you. How do you keep them motivated?
Well, those 100 people aren't necessarily all at our Westlake office. So, you know, we've been able to have people start up offices in other cities, in other states.
And so what kind of qualities are you looking for in a person that you would want to have work with you?
Great question. Number one most important is their character. We're looking for people with, you know, good core values. Just good-hearted people. They don't have to have a background in finance. They don't have to have a degree. They have to be a good person, and they have to want to do good things and help people.
You know, and I think that's really what I'm attracting here on my show because, in fact, you know, at a couple different seminars that I've been to lately, people are, you know, they were talking about CNN, and I'm not going to, you know, but it's just there's so many depressing things happening out there, and people want to feel good. They want to be uplifted, and that's one thing that I really value about my show is that it's a feel-good show. It's adding value every day in every way, and that I bring people on that have made it through, even if they've had a hard time through their life, that they've seen the light and they feel good and they've learned and they're living in their passion, because we only feel like we only have one time in this world that we know of.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, one of the things we look at when we sit down with someone isn't necessarily their potential. You know, people get lost in potential with pedigrees and so forth and certifications, although clearly we're going to teach you how to get those as well, and you have to go through our certification process and so forth. But what we're actually looking for are committed, coachable people who still have a dream. You know, one of the things we say to our people is a lot of people have a dream until 25, and then they die. And the reason they die is, right, they die.
Because
we don't bury them until 80 because they stop dreaming at 25 because they're set in their ways and they think this is what my life has to look like.
Right. And you need to open up a door every single day of your life and just keep going on where you want to be. I think it's so important. And I love what you're doing and getting more and more people involved in it. And so when people would get involved in your company, would they go out and have to look for people, or people just start coming to them? Because things kind of start opening up for different people, right?
Yeah, we're looking to cross-train people and get them to a field training position. We have business, clearly a lot of business, and what we're looking for is, again, are people who want to create and own their own business, work with us, and get into a position where they can ultimately become field trainers, own their own business, and learn and get an education. Remember, everyone joins for a different reason, and those reasons continuously change. Not everyone has to do the exact same thing, and that, I think, is really important. And as far as our culture, you know, we try to keep things really positive, and so we have a lot of personal growth. And
it's
We make a joke, but I mean, it's like a personal growth with a great compensation plan.
There you go. I like it. Give out your phone number again one more time.
818, you can reach Hannah and I at 818-402-9396. And feel free to give us a call. We'll try to schedule something, or our assistant will schedule something to kind of sit down with you. And we'll look forward to it. We welcome it.
I like it. All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you. And I'm glad that you're back on and we're ready to rock and roll. And, you know, we're going to get some good people for you out there. All right, Prudence, thank you so much for being here.
It's always a pleasure.
Yep, Mindset Reset. And I know we don't have a time, but I'll announce it tomorrow. Give me all the information for your vision board. Matt, thank you on the board. And thank you to all my callers and all my listeners. And I wouldn't be possible without all of you there and all my sponsors. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, do what you love to do, and those around you will be happy, and you will be ecstatic. I mean, really, truly, live in your passion. When you're living in your passion, you're being true to yourself. So with that, I recommend all of you give David and Hannah a call, and we'll talk to you later. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.